pressure to standing up in front of you and speaking is when you have to do that and it's already 8 o'clock. So I'll try to speed this up. Last month I talked about things that, you know, what should stir up our heart. And, you know, did we detest sin like, you know, we detest Americans burning the flag, you know, to protest something. Tonight I want to flip it. And I want us to talk about things that should stir our heart, or what we should do in stirring our heart in a good way. Things that would promote good things. Because in Hebrews 10:24 it says, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works." The definition of stir up, to cause someone to feel a strong emotion and a desire to do something. It is our responsibility to help stir each other's heart in a means of encouragement. And I can't help but think about before Moses died and Joshua getting ready to take over, you know, you can imagine how Joshua felt having to lead the children of Israel over into the promised land and having that they've been following Moses for so long. And so Moses knew that Joshua had to be anxious and nervous and that the people had to be nervous. But he stood with Joshua in front of the people and he says, "Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the sight of all of Israel, 'Be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall put them in the possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed.'" That's in Deuteronomy. And several times throughout this chapter, Moses tells Joshua, be strong, be courageous, because God always takes care of his people. And he will not break any promise that he's made to us. There's a related verse and along the same story. It says, "I have commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." That's Joshua 1:9. And again, we have the same promise as faithful children to God. And we're to not only remind ourselves, but we're to remind everyone around us of this promise. And we know that God's going to take care of us. Hebrews 13:5 says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. There's no greater purpose that we live in our life than seeking to go to heaven and serving God, because this earth can't offer us what we really need. And sometimes we lose focus because of the challenges and the strife and the pain and the suffering that we sometimes go through in life. It causes us to get distracted on what's really important. And then our encouragement to others, I think, is a vital part of being a Christian. I need it. You need it. I can't help think of the Pepper family. We might not have any clue what to say to them. But being there and giving them a hug and letting them know you love them, that's huge. That is encouragement. Proverbs 12:25 says, "Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad." Ephesians 4:29, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." We all know people who have a tendency to just want to cut people down. We've got to be the one to lift them up. We need to be the one to help build and strengthen others. I was going to have Norm lead us in a song, but I'll forego that, given the time. But it was one of my favorite songs now, and I thoroughly loved it on Sunday. "Have you lifted a stone? Oh, the things we must do." And I encourage you to read that and think about that and think about your life. And do you do that for others? We give comfort to those who suffer a loss. We mourn with those who mourn. We build up the confidence of those who need courage. We're to give monetarily for those who are in need. We're to rejoice with those that rejoice, and we're to cheer up those who are in despair. We help those who need to find their way back to God, find that way. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18 says, "For the Lord himself would descend from heaven with the cry of a command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." We can do all the good things we want to do. We can go help all the people we can help. There's a lot of good people helping a lot of people, but they may not be a child of God. And if we're not a child of God, if we're not a faithful servant to God, then we don't have hope. We can do all the good things we want to do, but we don't have hope for that home of eternal life. So tonight I ask if there's anyone here that needs to respond to this invitation. Maybe you're not a child of God. You need to repent of your sins, confess that Jesus is the Son of God, be baptized in his burial, and then arise and live a strong, faithful life serving God in all things that we do. Whatever your situation may be, if you need to respond to the invitation, please come forward as we stand and sing.